5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun. Music. Too much.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
The dog and the voice of a legend, Tony Blackburn, who after 17 years with this radio station makes his final appearance today on this week's edition of our series My Top 10. He's played a few records over the years, so let's hope he's picked 10 good ones. And here he is in 1967.
Yes, me, we've even got Arnold back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first of the Tony Blackburn shows. I shall be waking up every morning except Sunday between 7 and 8.30. So let's away!
What do you think, hearing that again?
I haven't changed that much. Still talking far too quickly.
Listen, you've got 10 records. What are you going to start with?
I'd like to start off with one that reminds me of Radio Caroline. 20 years back now. The Honeycombs and Have I the Right?
My guest on the program this week is Tony Blackburn, former student of Bournemouth Technical College, former lead vocalist with the Jan Ralph Finney Band, and an old hippie, really, aren't you? That's what you
are. Well, I suppose so, really. Yes, indeed.
Let's just go back to those days. Mm. You went to school at Millfield, one of England's public schools.
Yep.
When you were there, trying to learn something, as we all did when we were at school, did you actually envisage that the years that were to come would turn into a broadcasting career?
Well, ever since the age of about 3 or 4, I wanted to be in show business. I really wanted to be a singer. But I was always, when I was at school, I used to listen to people like Pete Murray and Alan Freedman, and Jimmy Savile was there as well. And I remember having a radio confiscated, actually, listening to Pete Murray in my dormitory when I shouldn't have been, after 9 o'clock. And I always wanted to get into music, but I didn't visualize floating around on the North Sea on a pirate ship, no.
And that record comes from that era, doesn't it? You'll start as a pirate with a Skull and Crossbones t-shirt.
Well, it does really, yes. I mean, the Honeycombs is a marvellous record. That was one of the very first records that Radio Caroline made into a hit. And we used to play that non-stop. I used to get up in those days about five in the morning and put records on for a lovely broadcaster called Doug Carr, who was a Canadian. Probably not many people will remember him. In the South, of course. We're talking about Radio Caroline South.